Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, and you're listening to the Ask a Christian podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I'm late for a meeting. So today we talk about we talk to some Australian guy who talks about the bishop getting stabbed. He says the assailant got his fingers chopped off by his own knife in the process. I haven't verified that, but if true, I don't want to laugh at someone's pain, but I mean, that's kind of, you know, justice served. Don't stab people. Chick-fil-A's wizardry, however they make their lines go fast and no one else in the industry seems to be able to. Good job, Chick-fil-A. Love your chicken. Not a fan of your fries. Kangaroos and homelessness. Apparently, in several states, you can own kangaroos without any special license. So if you want a kangaroo, grab your furry friend now. But don't fight it. Homeless people always seem to have animals and pets and dogs, but to get them at the shelters is increasingly more and more expensive. So we talk about that a little bit, and I don't really know if there's a point or a Christian meaning out of that, but we talk about that. Then we get into covenantal versus sacrificial worship, and what kind of worship music is God pleased with? I want to say anything that comes from your heart and is sincere towards God. Anyways, so check out these topics more. We'll see you later. I'm late. Talk to you later. Bye.
The one where the guy stabbed the Orthodox priest?
Yeah, where that kid went in and stabbed the bishop.
Yeah. Did he die? I heard the knife didn't get all the way opened.
Nah, yeah, I went as soon as it happened, like, because I live only maybe 25 minutes away. I drove down, and, after it happened, and I was speaking to the people and stuff, they said as he was stabbing him, the cover on the knife didn't open, and then on the way down, while they were wrestling him, it opened and cut his fingers off.
What? Seriously? The guy that was trying to stab the guy? Is that real? Is that in the news? Like, that really happened?
Yeah. Like, just... there's photos going around of his fingers just lying there.
Oh, well, there's some justice.
Yeah, fuck, he got his justice, all right.
I did hear that apparently, do you guys have a prime minister in Australia? Right.
Yeah, we've got a prime minister.
Jackie or something like that?
His name's Anthony Albanese.
Okay, is there someone named like Jackie something in power there or something?
Is she an old blonde woman?
No, it looks like darker hair. But anyways, apparently like the Australian government is like freaking out on Elon Musk, telling him he has to like ban all of those stories about that from X, or they're going to like arrest him and stuff because... It's sensitive. And can cause people to be upset.
Yeah, the Australian government's fucked. They wanted it banned, and then they put a court order up, and then Elon Musk said, "All right, we'll put a temporary ban on Australia till we go to this court hearing." And then the government turns around and says, "Nah, we want the video banned worldwide." They're clowns.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the lines are pretty much a lot less blurred now. It's like the people that want a virtue signal and say, well, look, we care about freedom of speech and we want everyone to be happy and blah, blah, blah. Oh, except you can't say that. You have to ban that or we're going to throw you in jail. It's like, okay, I may not be a super smart guy, but if you're saying you want everyone to be free and all this other stuff, and then you tell them you're going to throw them in jail for saying things you don't like, that doesn't seem like freedom.
Yeah, no, bro, we don't even live in... No one lives in freedom. The government controls everyone. Like, bro, you can't even say what you want now. You say something, oh, that's Islamophobic, or it's homophobic, or it's anti-Semitic. You can't say nothing now.
I'm surprised Australia's allowed to join this platform. I mean, we're probably not far behind, but...
Where are you from, Canada?
The U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not too far behind. Yeah, Canada's screwed.
Canada's gone. Trudeau, far out, man.
Hey, Random, how's it going? Are you depressed already this morning? Have we depressed you yet?
No, not yet. I just wanted to say, while we disagree on many political things, Nate, I can agree on limiting speech is a problem.
Yeah, it's like the old argument. It's like, well, yeah, because then you say... Well, surely hate speech, right? Because only the worst speech. And it's like, oh, well, that sounds good. And I was like, wait, who decides what the worst speech is, though? And it's like, oh, us. It's like, wait, I don't agree to that. And it's like, the worst thing you could do is say, like, you know, the government is bad. It's like, wait, that's not hate. That's true. It's like, to jail. Yeah. So,
I do not like when people use just all kinds of terrible speech, like racist slurs and all kinds of other things, but I will not make the step to say it should be illegal.
Well, yeah, and I don't like seeing it either. I think it's too far out there a lot of times, like where there's some platforms that, you know, promote themselves on being like, basically, if the government, if it's not illegal, like it's not legit illegal, like calling for murder or stuff like that, then these platforms will allow it. And I like those platforms because I'm like, okay, well, great. Like there's like zero censorship. I mean, other than what's like, you know, blatantly illegal. So it's like the most free you can get. So I like those platforms. But then the drawback is because all the other platforms like censor things like slurs and stuff like that. They're for the people who are into that, like, hey, we're neo-Nazis, great, or whatever, we're actually Nazis. There's only so many places those people can go. And it's the few flat platforms that don't censor anything that's not outright illegal. So that means they're all freaking there. So it's like whenever I'm trying to like find news stories and like, you know, people will just randomly be like, you know, slur, 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 slur. I'm like, oh my gosh, you people have nothing better to do. So, I mean, I don't like seeing it. And I usually like skip or block that stuff because I don't need, it's annoying. It's obnoxious. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to report it. I don't think they should have the right to say that taken away. But on the other hand, if I don't want to see it over and over and over, I just skip it or hide them. I mean, it seems easy.
It's like, did you hear here in Australia, we got our, like our national sport, rugby league. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
So this was a couple of years ago. There was a famous rugby player. His name is Israel Folau. Have you heard of him?
No.
Anyways, Israel Folau, he posted on his Instagram story, I think it's a Bible verse. I'm not sure which chapter of the Bible it is. You might know the verse that says, no drunk, no thief, no liar, no homosexual shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Something along those lines.
Okay.
And he quoted that verse along with the other verse from Leviticus or something, which says homosexuality is an abomination.
Oh, I bet they gave him an award or something, right?
he got sacked from his job. He was on a $1 million a season contract, lost his contract, got sacked. And the Commission of Rugby Australia came out and said, oh, we don't associate with him anymore, whatever, whatever. And like he just said, oh, they're not even my words. I just quoted the Bible. And then, long story short, he took it to the Supreme Court, but he got like a compensation. But that's what it is at the moment.
Wow. Yeah. Anyone else ever have anything to say? Hey, Adam, hey, Jeff, Paul, Francis, morning. Dope, Francis. That's funny.
Do any Muslims come here to ask questions or not?
Man, everyone used to come here, but then Clubhouse changed their algorithm, so it makes it harder for people to find just random rooms that they don't have any attachment to. Like, so it kind of prioritizes like friends of friends of friends and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a lot more Christians, you know, because it's a Christian room, obviously. A lot more Christians kind of are able to find this room. But yeah, before it used to be great. It was like atheists, Muslims, like Buddhists, like all kinds of people. Now occasionally they just trickle in. But I mean, there have been plenty over the years.
Yeah, yeah. Do you believe in the Trinity or are you one of those ones that don't?
No, I think there's a triune nature of God. I think we see that all through the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. Because I went to this other Christian room. This was a while ago before the update on Clubhouse. And they were full just like, just putting on me because I said I believe in the Trinity.
Yeah, it's funny how nasty people can be, right? No one's immune, so it's more of a person problem than a religion problem. But, I mean, you know, it's like Islam says the religion of peace. Unless you disagree, then they want to kill you. Christians say how loving and holy they are. Unless you have slight disagreements, then they say you're a heretic and going to burn in hell. So, I mean, it's not a problem with the book. It's a problem with the people. And, you know, that's the whole point of Christianity, right? Like, Christians recognize, like someone said, that's the big difference in Christians and non-Christians is, look, Christians are no better than anyone else. They just recognize the need for a savior. So if you want to see, like, a lot of people judge Christianity by the Christians. which I mean, you should, right? I mean, you should judge the religion kind of by the followers, but you should also put a little thing there and be like, okay, well, look, they're not Jesus. That's the whole point of Christianity. There's one guy who's perfect, who can save everyone who believes in them. But the Christians are not perfect themselves. So if you want to see why people need Jesus, well, look at some of the Christians. I mean, they're not even that great of people. The only difference from you is they recognize they can't save themselves and they need Jesus. So, you know, God help them on this walk. Hopefully they're going to be getting more and more like Jesus. But yeah, I mean, man, Christians still got a lot of problems. I mean, I'm one of them. What's up, Dope Francis? How you doing?
What's up? How's it going?
Good morning, Dope.
Oh, you guys know each other?
Deputy. How's it going?
Good. I'm glad you came up.
Yeah, yeah. I just decided to check out this room before my shift starts.
Well, thanks for joining us. How can we help you today? Would you like fries with that?
This is Chick-fil-A.
Is this? And that's not Sunday.
If so, yes.
I mean, McDonald's fries is poison. I know it, but man, they taste better than Chick-fil-A's waffle fries. Love Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches and chicken. Don't like their waffle fries.
Well, McDonald's, well, yeah, you admitted it's poison, so I guess I don't really have anything to say after that.
Yeah, like, you know how sometimes, like, fries, like, how they have those little, like, the little, like, black marks on the side, like, how it's a real potato, right? Like, how it'll have kind of discolored marks and... And it's just, it's fine. It's just part of the potato. It's a little dark spot or whatever. It's not like rot. It's just the color of it. I don't know if this is true, but someone told me, like, you know, wherever McDonald's gets their fries from, there's like this big, they put them in big barns, like the potatoes, and they let them set for so many days. But they spray them with some kind of god-awful chemical in order to keep the potatoes from getting those black spots on them. So it's not like they just, and it's like, who cares? If a fry has a little dark spot, like, who cares? I mean, it makes them extra crispy and, I mean, it kind of makes them good. But anyway, so apparently they don't like that. They're looking for, like, the unblemished fry. So they spray them with these chemicals to keep the potatoes from getting any of those spots, and then they make fries out of that. I'm like, well, what the heck kind of chemical are they spraying to make them not have spots, like a natural formation of a potato? So I'm just going to go on a limb and say if that's true, whatever they're spraying them with probably isn't good.
That's what makes them taste so good, though, right?
I know, right? I'm a fake Christian because I don't like Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. Okay, you know what? Here's my Chick-fil-A story. All right. I can only speak for the Colorado Chick-fil-A. Well, I mean, I guess others too in my life, but the most recent one. I do like Chick-fil-A. I like their chicken. I don't like waffle fries. They're too big and unmanageable. I just don't like waffle fries. But so Chick-fil-A in Colorado, I didn't eat there for years because I'm like, man, I miss Chick-fil-A because I like Chick-fil-A and their sweet tea is good. But I didn't eat there for years because every time I wanted to go, even like the middle of the day, like 2 p.m, there would be lines wrapped, like double wrapped around the building. I'm like, what the heck? Why are these people so slow? I'm like, I am not waiting for like 45 minutes for a freaking chicken sandwich. And then finally one day my wife's like, I really want Chick-fil-A. Just go sit in line. I'm like, fine. So it took me years. And I sat in one of the double wrapped lines. It was a really big line. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. In 10 minutes. That line was around. I was around the building twice and getting my food. I'm like, okay, whatever wizardry you guys are working, or because you're blessed by God, what? I'm like, that was amazing. I'm like, if this would have been any other place, I'd still be in line probably right now, 7 years later.
Chick-fil-A is very quick with their service. Well, sometimes. Sometimes they got rough days. But usually, especially if you're in a drive-thru, it goes by pretty quickly.
Yeah, so I mean, after that day, I started eating there a lot. And every time there's a big line, I'm like, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. And within like 10 minutes, I was around the building twice and out there with my food. Except now, apparently, they're like going wayward, right? Like, I guess the Kathy Truly or whatever guy died or stepped down and his kind of kids are taking it in maybe a different direction. I don't know. I don't really go. I don't go to Chick-fil-A anymore because the closest one's like 30 minutes away. So that may as well be like the moon.
The thing about it is, Nate, I mean, since it was, you know, birthed on Christian values and stuff like that, no matter what time of day or how many times you eat there, those are God's calories. You know, it's like anywhere you eat on Sunday, because since Sunday is, you know, we consider it the Lord's Day, the seventh day, the day of rest, all the calories you eat on that day are God's calories too. So, you know, Chick-fil-A, it's always God's calories. So that's the type of food you can eat all day, every day, and God takes care of those calories for you.
Are you saying you can eat Chick-fil-A if you're fasting and it doesn't count? That's what I heard. Dippity, how's your morning going?
Fine. It's Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
I only have like 45 minutes. I have a meeting to go to. So, yeah, this is going to be a quick one. I don't know.
Only 45 minutes. That's not nearly enough time for people to come schlepping up in here and start with, you know, arguments and fights and,
I know.
And Nate, come on.
I mean, it's usually like whenever I'm ready to leave for lunch, that's when people start showing up. Oh, hey, Yvette, down there, by the way. Nice to see you. I meant to say hi a minute ago. So how do you know Dope Francis? Is he in one of your other rooms that you drug over here, or?
Lots of them, yes. We go way back.
I don't think we've met. Good to meet you.
Yeah, we go way back, man. Like,
good people.
Since the old days of Clubhouse before they turned this app into whatever the hell it is now.
Yeah, I hate what they've done to it. It makes it so boring. Like, used to, I could just log on and people are like, oh, you don't believe, you believe in Christian God. Oh, you're wrong. I'm like, okay, tell me how wrong I am. Get in line. I mean, I could just wake up like having a discussion. Now I have to coax you people in here.
It's almost like pulling teeth now. It's like you have to like, you know, and it's not the people. It's just like the way the app's set up. Like I used to be able to go into any room, find any room and all that stuff. And now, like, unless I get an invite, if I don't get an invite to the room or something like that, my app won't let me see it.
Hey, Lou, how are you? Are you recovered?
Yeah, I think I'm good. I'm still coughing, but I just want to agree with Adam. Like, what? I feel like I added this page to my thing, and I don't never get anything.
Do you have your notification? You're following the Ask a Christian house, right?
Yeah.
And notifications are on?
Yeah, for me, yeah. Huh.
But I don't know. See, I hate.
I almost feel like I'm not, following you, even though I am.
I know it's crazy.
There's a couple different things that you can do. If you click on Nate's profile and you go to the three dots when it comes up and go to notification settings, you can change it from sometimes, which is what it defaults to always. And then every time he starts a room, you'll get a notification. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Yeah, click on his PTR. Yeah, click on his PTR, go to the three dots.
Yeah,
and then notification settings. Uh-huh. And change it to always.
Yeah, that's where it's at, but.
Is all it? Right.
Yeah.
I even asked Nate to be my friend a couple, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it still says that. I'm friends with a couple people in the room and stuff like that. So I don't even know if, like, it's even registering that Nate and I are friends or not.
I just saw that. Check now. I just saw the button that said, add as friend. I'm friends with all you guys.
It just came up now. But that's the thing. Like, it's not letting us know. Like, you actually have to, like, you know, used to it would notify you automatically, and now it's like starting at 8 o'clock, I start searching in the hallway to see if it'll pop up, and finally it'll pop up, and by that time Tony's got the spot I'm usually in.
And Bobby, yeah, he says, Bobby says, I'm friends with Nate, but it still doesn't work. Yeah, I'm friends with you too, Bobby, because I just clicked on it and it says remove Bobby. So I mean, so yeah, we're friends. Except now whenever it does friends under notifications, it it does it in batches. So like right now, if I go to notifications, it'll say friend request. And if I click on it, there's like 300. Except I'm not going to – I at one point I was just approving them all, but you have to do it individually. Except now it's all these like Arabic names and, you know, stuff like that. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say they're probably Muslim. But it's just tons of them. So it's like, well, if you were in there somewhere, I would just have to scroll down forever. But it's like this keeps growing longer and longer and longer. There's like 13 Muhammads. No, I'm not going to add you back. Sorry.
If you just X them out, Nate, they'll go away, and then your list will get short again.
Yeah, but you got to X out, like, you know, individually, like, it's 300 taps. And then you can't just go, like, tap, 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 because then it refreshes. Oh, so it's like tap, 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 like refresh.
You sound like a boomer.
Get out. Wait, you're – okay, hang on. How do I say this?
I'm way older than you.
That's what I was going to say. But I didn't know
older.
The right way
to... So stop sounding
say,
like a boomer.
It's annoying. Come on. Like, whenever it has to refresh, you're like, tap, 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 and it's like, refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. Then it's like, tap, 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 it's like, refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. Anyway.
I hate that, too. Like, on emails, like, certain of my email accounts, I have to click on each and every individual email before it'll let me delete them, like, as a group. And I like it where you could hit like one thing and it says select all and then delete. I hate having to go through and individually do each one. I'm with Nate here. It's ridiculous. There just needs to be a quick button, all of them, boom, gone.
Now who's the boomer? Mark. Sorry, I just wanted to see how it felt to be mean to someone.
Hey, I'll accept it. I don't mind. Hey, when you all pray today, can you say a little prayer for my family? My son's in a 5-hour long evaluation, and my wife had to take him by herself to the children's hospital near us. And this morning, she's already been having like all these troubles. She couldn't find the keys. She was freaking out. She got into a bunch of traffic. And she called the place, and they said they could be up to 30 minutes late, but God made a way to where they were only 5 minutes late. But it's been a real trying day for my wife so far. And this 5-hour test that they're going to do on my son, my wife's not even allowed to be there. Like, she has to be out of the room and not even know what's going on, just know that he's in their hands. So we're both kind of... You know, it's coming against us hard right now because I'm having to work and I'm far away from her and she's having to do this all on her own. Well, I mean, not all on her own. She's got Jesus. Don't take it like that. But you know what I mean? Physically on her own by herself in this big hospital. So just say a prayer for us.
Yes, will do. And Yvette says add her back as a friend. Yes, I'll do that, Adam. Hey, Jamesy. Good morning. Welcome. How do you deal with your beard, man? Like, it gets long enough to where I like the look, but then it just becomes unmanageable. And the whole reason I just stopped shaving was to make life easier. But then it's like, whenever it gets to a certain length, it's like, all you do is manage it. And I'm like, wait, this defeats the purpose. Like, the purpose was I just wanted it to be easy. But now I have to, like, use all these products and do all this other stuff. And I'm like, it's a pain. Hey, CEO. Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Adam would like you to keep his family in prayers, so if you have a moment. His son's got some stuff going on at the hospital. They're doing tests, so
absolutely.
Jot that down. So dope. Are you from one of Dippity's political rooms or a religious thing or? Or have you gone silent? Back to you, CEO. Oh, did anyone, don't know how I missed it. Did anyone see the Driscoll and Lindell thing? Apparently I'm way late. Yes, you're late. Yeah, we've talked about it a few times. So apparently, there's this men's conference in the town, my hometown, by the way. Well, close to my hometown. And, so the Lindell guy had this strength performer who was a former male stripper and a contestant on Britain's Got Talent, I guess. It was for sword swallowing and combining that with a feat of pole dancing. And he climbs a pole with a sword in his mouth, drops all the way down, and to show, I guess, how strong he is, stops himself with a sword all the way shoved down his throat without dying. And a lot of the male Christians there are like, dude, that's kind of weird. Half-naked guy, all oily and shiny, pole dancing. I don't know, man. Couldn't you have got a monster truck instead? Anyway, so then the Driscoll guy calls him out during one of his speeches. So then the guy gets up and says, hey, stop that. That's not right. You should have came to me in private. Like, you had all day long to voice your concern, but you didn't. You waited till right now in front of everyone. And then the guy's like, okay, you're right, you're right. And he walked off the stage and everyone freaked out and then factions formed. So I think after going over this for a long time, and like we know, my family knows, is like we're good friends with some of the people that help out in that church a lot at a different campus, but they know the pastor really well and I guess talk to him. But yeah, so my final analysis on the matter is the Lindell guy kind of missed the cues. It's like, know your audience, read the room. When he invited this guy, the ex-stripper, who I guess is a Christian now, pole dancer, sword swallower, when he invited this guy, like a Las Vegas performer like that, to a Midwest men's church conference, it's like, okay, you didn't read the room. You could have surely got a better show of strength than that. You know, like some guy like breaking a brick on their head or a monster truck rally, or you could have done something more stereotypical of Midwestern Christian dudes, but you didn't. So he could have been like, okay, I was short-sighted. That was bad. But then the Driscoll guy, it's like, I think he should have voiced any concerns before he got up on the stage and started like, you know, rebuking everyone out. So there you go. When you know better, do better. I don't think it should be as big of a deal as people are making it, but that's my final thought. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Oh, you're speaking early.
I am. The kids left early today.
Ah, is everyone better now, or did you just send them to infect their teachers?
Yeah, everyone except me. Now I've got it. Well, I'm not. I'm just feeling really off. Like, my stomach hurts. But I got to drive an hour to work and do a whole day and drive an hour home. So that.
Oh, you still got to work?
Yep.
Oh, man. Hey, Bacon, it's Charles, Connie.
Morning, Sarah.
Wow, on the day that I only have limited time, that's when everyone shows up. I should just start every day and be like, I only have 30 minutes. Well, you were here quick, Dippity. You did good.
Mod Lou. Just Mod Lou and run.
Well, I don't have to leave yet. I've still got like 30-something minutes, so I'm good for a while. If I'm on Lou, he's just going to kick everyone out to be a troll.
See? Hilarious.
So what's on everyone's mind? Oh, Connie, I heard you were getting like letters addressed to you from people that saw you on this podcast. I'm like, well, how did people get her address? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, well, I don't have her address. I don't know how they got it. Like, maybe they just looked you up in an address book. I have no idea. But just wanted to let you know, I have no idea. It has nothing to do with me. I don't even know your address.
The girl that you did pass the phone number on over to me, I did call her. And she's sweet, and she's blind, and she's the daughter of a pastor who's obviously passed away now. So that was a pretty cool hookup there, Nate.
Oh, okay.
And the latest one is a letter from Sydney, Australia, and I don't know how they got my address. I have no idea.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some internet search tool or something. I don't know. Maybe they finally did the thing. It's like you try to look up someone's address. It's like, pay $9.99 to find this address. And everyone's just like, it's a scam. I'm not doing it. And can you imagine these people that's like one time, it's like, oh my gosh, we got their first customer. Everyone thinks we're a scam, but see, we're legit. Maybe they paid the $9.99 and got your real address.
I don't know, but it is a little scary in a way. So far, it's hard.
Yeah, well, that was like someone on here once was like just giving out like basically their address and their city and their work and everything. I'm like, bro, like, are you new to the internet? Do you not know what like this whole thing is? Like, usually people do that to like get revenge on someone. It's called doxing. They're like, oh no, you know, I just, you know, if God's gonna allow it to happen, it's gonna happen. I'm like, well, yeah, but I mean, don't make it easy for someone to find you that has bad intentions. I mean, yeah, if it happens, it happens, and God can do anything he wants. But I mean, you know, why make it easy?
Kind of hard to understand Greg Laurie's theory that I was dead when people from Sydney, Australia are finding me quite easily.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
How are these people finding your address but Lionsgate couldn't? I'll tell you that I did just Google your name and then the state you're in, and I got four people. I said, maybe she sent a letter to all four of these people. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny. Lionsgate. Oh, boy.
They couldn't figure it out, yeah.
I mean, you know, I feel pretty... I feel like, I don't know, me and Bob, I mean, I think we're probably pretty good because, you know, we're in different locations, but I think we're surrounded by alligators in both. I mean, no one's going to go mess with Bob. I mean, he's in, like, you know, the back of the backwoods. I'm in kind of, like, the middle of the backwoods. Like, I mean, we're both surrounded by snakes and alligators and, you know, good luck, people. What about you, Chris? You're surrounded by a bunch of oily gay dudes in Orlando. I mean, not personally, but, like, the city generally. Chris, if you're speaking, we don't hear you.
Is that a groundhog on your PTR there, Chris?
We can't hear him. Chris, the angels have silenced your mouth. Just restart the app. We can't hear anything you're saying.
It's a capybara. So we were joking about lizard people and how they could unhinge their jaws and eat full mammals.
Oh. Yeah. Like Fauci?
Yeah, my question was, can they eat a whole capybara?
Oh.
Then I made that my PTR to show the size of a full-grown capybara.
That's... Huh. What a cute little guy.
They're huge, dude.
Oh, really?
They're like the size of dogs.
Well, you should put something... Really? You should put something to show the scale, like a Coke bottle or a 2 liter or something to show the scale.
I mean, I didn't actually take this picture.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm sure someone did a scale or, I don't know, put a ruler or measuring mark.
All right, I will scour the internet to try to get the scale of a capybara, but just take my word for it, they get as big as dogs.
Okay, where are they from?
As big as dogs,
I know the answer.
Chris,
I know the answer.
It doesn't compute, babe. A dog can be the size of a teacup.
That's true.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm talking about like
South America, right?
Yeah, they're from South America. Like a medium-sized dog.
I've seen one in real life.
Okay, hold on. I got it. Let me see if this will work. How much will this show? Okay, there you go. PTR.
All right.
That's a capybara next to some lady who's crouching down.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I told you, they're huge.
You could ride that thing. Oh my, that is. Are they vicious or they have? Do they have hooves?
No, they're plant eaters. They're very sweet.
Wow. I want one. Can you have those as a pet?
Yeah, you can.
I found another one.
They're really gross. Like you're gonna have to like clean their water. They poop in the water, and you're gonna have to clean their water like every day.
They poop in their water. And that's like a massive hamster, and look, it wants the pasta.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Hey, you know in Florida you can own kangaroos without any special license.
A kangaroo?
Uh huh.
They're huge.
Yeah, they get up to 6 feet. There's different breeds, different sizes, but yeah, like, yeah, apparently you can. There's no restrictions on kangaroo ownership, so. Yeah, there's places in Florida that sell them for like $1,500, and yeah, you can have a kangaroo.
Yo, that's cheaper than a golden retriever.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I can't believe how much like purebred dogs are anymore. Like I can never afford one again. They're ridiculous. Like back in the day, when we got my Rottweiler, it's like a show Rottweiler and all this other stuff. He was expensive. But now that would be like quadruple the price. I'm like, at what point did this happen? Like, goodness, even shelter dogs are like $300. I'm like, seriously? They used to like give these things away for like free or like $50. It's like, now you want to charge $300 for a mutt at the pound? And then, you know, I end up paying $300 for a mutt at the pound. But you're so cute, Mac. You're so cute.
Well, don't ever get into a fight with a kangaroo because it hurts. It hurts bad.
Have you been punched by a kangaroo?
I was going to say, is this personal experience?
You like snuck into a zoo and got punched?
Did you fight a kangaroo?
Let's just say they do not like to share their food.
Okay, now we have to hear the story. They just rip
your guts out is what they do. They will just reach into your stomach and pull your guts out.
Yeah, aren't they like a gorilla?
Yeah.
They'll mess you up.
I got to be very close to them. We used to get up in the morning and go out while the mist was rising. And these kangaroos, the male ones, are so big. We were warned to stay far away from them, but still quite close to that animal. They're enormous. They're just like almost as tall as the trees that they're around. And they can be quite vicious.
It'd be so funny to see, like, I'm just imagining, I have no idea why, but I mean, I guess based on, you know, you don't want to fight one, like in normal clothes, because I mean, it could probably do damage. But like a knight in like armor, like that'd be hilarious. Get like a medieval knight or whatever, and just have them like walk up in their armor and like fight a kangaroo.
What's that Australian animal that's like a little kangaroo?
A wallaby.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want a wallaby.
Those guys can be nice and sweet, but good Lord, they pack a punch that's out of this world.
Wow.
Hey,
goodness.
Nate, one of the reasons that the shelters have raised their prices is to discourage some folks from coming and abusing the system and just taking dogs and reselling or abusing, or it's just to protect the dogs.
See, that's why we can't have nice and cheap things, because people are depraved at heart. There you go, Chris. Chalk one up for Calvin. Total depravity.
My Korean sister-in-law likes dogs. Just gonna leave it right there.
I mean, everyone's thinking it, but no one's gonna say it.
They're good with rice and great.
He will. What, Connie?
Oh, they're just not going to. Poor people are not going to be able to afford to have a family pet. That's where it's headed. You know, and that's kind of sad.
Poor people aren't going to afford to be able to have a family.
This is depressing.
Having a dog when you're homeless is for protection and also for warmth and companionship. I mean, they're essential.
Well, now they'll just have to get their dogs after the homeless people expire. They'll have to get the dogs from them for free.
Well, it's also for fundraising. I think people always give more to the homeless people who have a dog with them.
Anyone have anything happy to talk about?
Nate, I do have something to tell everybody. I want you all to know, okay, this is coming from the heart. If you ever are in a hospital and you feel like you're asleep and you hear someone really close to you say clear, sit up as fast as you can, because what comes after clear hurts so bad. It feels like a donkey kicked you in the chest and it knocks the wind out of you. I just wanted y'all.
Adam, honey, how are you today? Where are you? Where are you on this planet today, right now?
Confused, deranged. No, I'm kidding. I'm doing good. I'm a little, I told Nate earlier I needed prayer because my son's at the hospital going into an appointment that he's got to be in there without me or my wife for 5 hours, and my wife has to sit there at the hospital not knowing what's going on all by herself. And I mean, I know we have the Lord, but she's already had a time this morning trying to get there. She called me. She couldn't find the keys. We prayed, and she looked in her diaper bag and she threw everything out of her diaper bag and couldn't find the keys. And I said, well, let me pray one more time. I said, God, I know you can help us find these keys. I believe you can do it. And I kid you not, she looked in the same place in the diaper bag and they were sitting in the center of that diaper bag. And I and then she got into some traffic. And she's like, Adam, you're going to have to pray again. She says, I'm starting to lose faith. She said, I don't know what's going on. She said, the traffic's backed up. And I prayed, and God made a way to where she was going to be 20 minutes late, and she ended up only being like 5 minutes late. But she's just like real anxious and like anxiety and stuff because he's not been away from anybody that he knows longer than 5 minutes, and he's got to be in this for 5 hours. And so we're just, we got it. Our church family is praying and fasting with us and stuff like that. And I've been praying off and on when I'm off mic and stuff like that. I've been praying and stuff like that. I just was asking that y'all just remember us in your thoughts and prayers.
And we will.
Is this your child or your kangaroo? I missed it.
My child.
Okay.
Chris, that reminds me. I saw a new Reformed church that appears to be opening up down the road from me.
You should go check it out. I'll bet they don't have lady pastors.
What are they advertising with a banner, Nate? I mean, how did you know that?
Yeah, I was driving down the road and it said like something Reformed church. It's like, what was it? It was like, yeah, it looked like it was an abandoned church from like something else that went out of business. And yeah, it looks like this new church bought it. And there's like a little sign out front that said something Reformed Church. So I imagine that will be starting. I mean, you know, the lady pastor thing may be the only thing it's got going for it. I don't know if I'd, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll check it out. They probably don't have a smoke machine though. I don't know how people worship Jesus right if you don't have a smoke machine.
Funny enough, I just got two books about worship. One of them, hilariously enough, is called Strange Liar. Like, that's pretty funny, right?
What's the premise? What lies is it disputing? Or,
well, it's just the Pentecostalization of worship across the all Protestant denominations and what the consequences of that are and why that happened and what the history is, and it's very interesting. And then there's, and so the key premise is that for, you know, thousands of years, Christian worship was identified by what we would call covenant renewal, right? So the music was aimed toward engaging your mind in a remembrance of the covenant that you have with Christ, right? And reflecting on the new covenant. When the third wave Pentecostals came along, or charismatics, third wave stuff, so like in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, you had this shift to quote-unquote praise and worship music. And praise and worship music is considered sacramental worship as opposed to covenant renewal. And its idea is to put forth an experience of experiencing God's presence in a church service. Okay, so it's like an emotional experience that is, you know, like that's why there's the fog machines and the, you know, darkened room and all that jazz. And so this is actually a revival of Roman Catholic worship practices called sacramental worship. And so these books are exploring the difference between covenant renewal worship and sacramental worship. And so it's they're really good. There's a series of articles written by Scott Aniol that got me interested in this subject. And my son is actually reading these two books right now. The first one is called Covenant Renewal Worship. Biblical Covenant Renewal Worship, and the second one is Strange Liar. And Strange Liar, you could read that one, Nate, because I know that you're involved with worship music, so You could read that one real quick, probably in a day. It's 12-point type. It's only 70 pages, and it's a really tiny book. So you could probably knock it out in a couple hours.
And then what? This is going to convince me? So, like, my style of worship will be just, like, sitting very solemn and reverently, trying not to fall asleep. I'm like, yay is our Lord. Our Lord.
No, it's just the difference between covenant renewal and sacramental worship. I can send you the podcasts because you don't like to read.
I love to read. Podcasts. I just don't like reading, like, church father stuff.
Isn't church father stuff was just written, like, a month ago?
I'm just saying, generally, when you talk about a book, it's like 2,000-year-old, like, saint someone. Okay, so you're saying covenantal worship is good. Okay, can I do covenantal worship with modern worship music? There must be a way.
Sure. So, like, yeah, there's still, like, Sovereign Grace is a covenantal renewal worship band that uses more modern type music. But again, you're not going to get the, you know, you're not going to get the guitar solo and the drum solo. It's just not going to be a thing. I know you're a drummer, so you need your drum solos in the worship service. I get it. And I'm glad that they let you out of the cage every week. It's good.
except when I help out, I play bass. I don't even play drums.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They always need bass players.
Oh, have you ever searched the Babylon Bee for worship, just like the word worship on their search engine? It's amazing. They have like 40 articles on worship music. Like one of them is a church sound guy finds the perfect levels for bass player. Zero. And then like and there's one where it's like church drummer gets trapped in cage since no one let him out from the last service. They just have so many articles. It's really funny. But no, this is like a.
Well, I'm cut somewhere because, you know, I have a feeling I can't get behind, like, you know, whatever Pastor's Mark worship music is. I have a feeling I can't get behind that. And I have a feeling even though you have modern worship music in your church, you don't like, you're probably a lot closer to Mark's type than I am. I definitely like the modern worship music with, you know,
Bro, have you ever heard my church's worship music?
No, that's what I'm saying. I know you said your church has this modern worship music, but I've also heard you say you don't seem to be a fan of it.
No, it's horrendous. Like it's all.
Well, it's awful.
It's literally like witchcraft. Like some.
Okay, and you still go to the church? Okay, nice to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, stuff like that. Maybe I mean, you know, Bethel's got some good songs. I mean, let's give the devil his due, right? I mean, there are some music, and I'm basically
the devil.
And I'm basing this on just the sound, right? Like, there's lots of songs, like, not Christian songs, but just in my life, there's lots of songs that have been some of my favorite songs. I have no idea what the lyrics say because they're just, like, mumbling or they say it too fast and I can't hear it. I'm like, it's like, you know, how people, like, 50 years later, like, these classic rock people, they're like, hey, sing along to this. And they totally sing the wrong words, but it's, like, their favorite song. So, like, it's the music, it's the melody that, like, draws me in first. I'm like, I really like that sound. And then it's like, someone's like, that's not what they say. I'm like, oh, what? And then I'll have to go like look up the lyrics. But where's I going with that? Anyway, yeah, so I like the music. I like the sound of that stuff. But I don't like it when people try to like force an experience or force you to do something. It's like, everyone in here, raise your hands, which I don't really go to a church like that. I couldn't handle that. But it's like, you know, everyone in here, you know, raise your hands, blah, 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 if you love what the Lord's done, or I don't know, just something to basically guilt you into raising your hands. I just like, no. And I imagine I'd look like, well, you. I don't know. So, I mean, I like the music. I like the sound.
Isn't that disobedience?
From a lady pastor? No. Or a lady song person? No. But no, man. And every now and then it's like, that's the thing with the Pentecostal thing. It's like, I mean, maybe you could say it's like pure motives and they're just trying to get people to you know, be harmonious and, you know, I don't know, let go a little bit or something like that, or just participate. But on the other hand, I'm like, no, I'm like, God knows my heart. Like inside, I'm doing like, you know, jumps and flip flops and swinging from the chandelier. But outwardly, I'm a statue.
It's in every church. It's in the Catholic Church, the incense, all of the ritual. It's in Chris's church, the smoke machine. It's all from the same place. And it is not just Pentecostal, it's everywhere. And it's a form of usurping the Holy Spirit, and it's demonic.
Wait, which part? The smoke machines, or like raising the hands, or what?
Man, Connie, I did not expect that take from you.
I didn't either.
Any and all of it. It's all from the darkness. The Holy Spirit.
Yeah. But wait, these articles make this clear. Like the main instance of this is in the three religions.
They're trying to get people to respond to something that isn't God. And it's disgusting. It's horrible.
I am not surprised often.
I'm not surprised.
That is a surprising take. I mean, you're not wrong. But you've been in, you know, Pentecostal churches for a long time.
See, you think that. That's what you think. And this is people that make assumptions instead of asking questions. And I'm in the middle of it. I'm in the middle of a big bunch of it. Don't ask more questions and assume less. Because I would never have. And Chris, in the very beginning, when y'all were saying, oh, you're a Pentecostal, you're this or you're that. No, I didn't ever identify as a Pentecostal because I sat in some churches that were of that persuasion doesn't mean just the same room, that you don't put your stamp of approval on it. So I tried before. If it's of God, it's of God. If it's not, it's not. And it's in every church everywhere.
You are completely correct.
Huh. Well, I guess I'll be the one to mildly push back. So if we're attracting youth, and youth are currently listening to music, and it's a big part of her life, then it seems to make sense to have them listen to music that they can connect with, that has a better message, that connects them to God. So I don't know how you expect them to go from the music we're listening to replacing it with nothing. Like, all we know about anything with neuropsychology is that you can't just tell someone to stop doing something. They have to replace it with a better alternative. You have to replace it with a better alternative.
Now we're going to follow a neuropsychologist instead of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is leading, all the good things are going to happen. And the argument is the same one I'm getting. Don't worry, Connie. It doesn't matter if it's a bunch of lies. God's going to use it. And my response is, CEO, yes, he does. However, our God prefers the unadulterated, unfornicated truth. That's what his preference is.
Now, let's get back on the same page. So, Chris, are you a fan of Skillet? Just, you know, the Skillet music? Just as Christian music, not worship music or anything?
I mean, I've never been a fan of the actual band Skillet. I find them pedantic. But, like, you know, yeah, I know.
Or let's say Third Day. How about Third Day?
Christian rock and roll.
Third Day, you like Third Day?
No.
You don't like Third Day?
No. I don't like pop music, man. I like indie music.
Of course you do, you weirdo. The point is, some of these bands have crossed over and they've done like worship sets, like worship services, I guess at some kind of church service, live, whatever. And they do like actual church songs, like popular church songs. But like if you've heard like Third Day's like Offerings album or Skillet's Ardent Worship, it was like way back before they got really famous. Like it's just popular worship music, but it's done in a very like, you know, loud rock kind of, you know, way. I think that's great. So I'm wondering, like, are you saying that kind of music? Well, probably not for you, but I don't know. Just like, I can't even think of the name of the songs right now, but just like old, like 90s, 2000s, early type worship music. It would be like the Bethel of its day, like before Bethel really started getting popular, making their own music. So like just before pre-Bethel days. That type church popular worship music. Remember that where you would like sing off the wall?
Days of Elijah.
Yeah. It's like before
Jehovah
you had
Jehovah Jireh, stuff like that.
Yeah, like before you had the actual projectors, and it's like it was the old school, like, you know, science projectors in the classroom. How you had the
you mean clear overhead projectors?
Yes, thank you, Chris. Anyways,
sorry, I've always gone to churches that had actual technology.
before that technology was invented, Chris. Why are you fighting so hard?
So, wait, you're 10 years younger than me. How could you have been in a church with worse technology than me? I'm just marveling at this right now.
I was in the same sort of church Nate was.
We're both from the era of, like, before DLP projectors and large screen TVs. We are from CRT computer monitors. Hang on. I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to have to go. But all I'm trying to say, I'm giving you a time frame, right? So in the early 2000s, right, there was no Bethel. There was no any of this. Or if it was, it wasn't popular.
Sure,
overhead projector, that type of worship music. I think that's just fine. So, you know, it's singing about God. It's glorifying God. And if there's, like, ever, like, a verse that's, like, I don't know, a little bit turning from God to be like, oh, you know, I'm so happy, you know, worshiping you makes my day brighter. It's like, that's not about God, heretic. That's about you. You're turning worship about yourself. It's like, okay, bro, let it go. But generally speaking, it was like glorifying God. It was worshiping God. And I'm like, well, yeah, that type of music is fine. So I'm just trying to get us all on the same page. Like, if it's loud and kind of rock music and the sound is off-putting, I can't get there at all. Like, no, the sound's fine. It's irrelevant. Like, you know, like David, like his wife thought he was crazy for acting out and like being all loud and crazy, which I mean,
I've got a whole thing about
I'm
that.
Sure you do. So, I mean, dancing naked, I don't know, man. But as far as the music and the sound, I don't think the sound matters. Like the devil doesn't own 6/8 time beats. Like you can do that, whatever. And the lyrics.
So that used to be my stance before reading this series of articles. And I would just say, let me just send you, the articles have the podcast at the top that you can listen to because.
Can you post them in chat too? In the side.
Yeah, I can post them in chat. Sure. Like, cause your eyes get tired. I know. And after like, you know, 36 words, you start getting the sleepy vibes. So I'll, I'll post the articles to chat though, but the actual podcast is on there and it's super interesting. And it's just, there's a lot of stuff going on with this right now. And not just me like thinking about this. And again, I've just started thinking about this for like a month, right? Like, and I'm not a musician, so I know nothing about music. So, but all my family is musicians, so I don't know.
Okay, well, hey, I have to run, but Steph, is your kid still screaming the word no? Do you want to unmute and let us all hear that, and then
no,
I have to run?
No, she's done now, but I will tell you that the most doctrinally sound worship music as far as Christian rock goes is Reliant K. That's my input into this conversation.
All right, everyone, it's a short day. I'll see
you
tomorrow.
And Jars of Clay.
Oh.
There you
go. I like Jars of Clay.
And Vengeance Rising.
No one knows what that is, Chris.
It was 1980s Christian thrash metal.
Oh, I don't know, man.
they had a refrain about like getting their head chopped off if they were going to be harder.
Can I say one thing real quick before you go?
You got 10 seconds. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Okay. Run.
Yeah. I don't know why we can't experience covenantal renewal within a sacramental experience. Why do the two have to be mutually exclusive?
That sounds good to me. I pick that. Well, more on this tomorrow. See you guys later.